Listen to part of a talk in an economics class. We've been looking this past week at modern capitalist economies, and we've noted that governments get involved in making economic policy to varying degrees. We've pretty much agreed that in this day and age, you can't really have a government that ignores the economy, at the very least. Governments are involved in economies because they buy goods and services, right? In fact, in the United States, the federal government is the largest customer in the country. So, the government influences the economy directly through what it buys and how much money it spends. But are they the only actors involved in economic policymaking? That's what we're going to talk about today, how economic policy is made, and, we'll use the United States as our example. So, let's see. Who can get us started? What are some factors that help determine economic policy?
The political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, seem to have different ideas about how our economy should work.
What about interest groups? Different industries lobby for different bills they want passed, like deregulating an industry or protecting another. And Congress, of course. They help make economic policy, right?
And doesn't the economy itself make a difference?
Can you give us an example of what you mean, Anne?
Well, if the economy seems to be slowing down, you know, people aren't buying as much stuff, and so companies start laying people off. Well, there needs to be some policy to get the economy moving again.
Good. Your answers are all correct. They're all factors that help make economic policy. So, let's categorize these factors. Let's see if I can remember them all. The Congress, political parties, the economy itself, what else? Oh yeah, interest groups. Well, you've hit the three main areas that affect economic policy in the United States. First, we have structural factors. This starts with the economy itself, like Anne said. Whether or not it's healthy, and even before that, the complexity of the economy in the first place. A couple hundred years ago, the American economy was a pretty simple market economy. But today, it's gotten so complex that most people think that you can't just let it go on its own. Something that happens in one part of the economy, a major corporation declaring bankruptcy, for instance, can affect so many other parts. So, these are structural factors. How developed the economy is. How strong it is. Okay, moving on. Another structural factor is the political climate. I don't mean climate exactly. Context or culture. Political culture. Where do we start from? What's the general philosophy towards the role government should play in the economy? These all deal with structure. Now, you also mentioned political parties, interest groups, and I'm surprised you didn't say voters or public opinion. Don't any of you believe in democracy? Well, this is the second group of factors we have in making economic policy, political factors. I believe the first thing mentioned was political parties. That's understandable. The political parties in the U.S. today are pretty much defined by their economic beliefs, aren't they? Republicans want fewer taxes, less government regulation of the economy, less government spending. The Democrats want to use economic policies to lower unemployment. They worry about disparities in income, you know, the gap between the rich and the poor, and the diminishing middle class. And for the final category, we've got governmental factors. What did you all mention? Congress, that's right. We've got a government institution called the Federal Reserve Board. And hey, how about the president? He certainly has a big role to play in economic policymaking, doesn't he? So, let's recap here. Three groups of factors that, go into making the policy. Structural, like the economy itself. Political, for example, interest groups. And finally, governmental factors, the president or Congress.
But is any one factor more important than the others?
Well, if we think about it, I suspect we'd conclude that one group of factors might be more important, or maybe one or two specific factors might be more important at one particular time. But it changes, and you know, we're pretty unique in this way. We've got a democracy with a system of checks and balances built into our government. And I think that makes it possible for a wide variety of actors to be involved in the process. The policies we finally come up with, the ones that get implemented, they end up being the result of a whole mix of factors. Although ultimately, it's the government that passes the laws and regulations and makes the decisions. But they do have to answer to the public, to us, and they can't ignore what's going on in the economy itself. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.